City of Dandong continues to provide a vital lifeline for North Korea's economy despite United Nations sanctions that have been in place since Pyongyang conducted a nuclear missile test 3 years ago, an incident that many thought could have led to war on the Korean Peninsula. Researchers from Britain's Royal United Services Institute say businesses based in Dandong are importing coal and minerals from North Korea to sell on global markets while also procuring goods to send back into North Korea that could be used for Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs. Dandong sits across the Yalu River from the North Korean town that has long been a major hub for cross-border travel. Two news outlets say two Myanmar soldiers have recounted gruesome details of the 2017 military campaign against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State that the United Nations has categorized as genocide. The New York Times and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation report the soldiers deserted the Myanmar army last month and spoke on camera in separate interviews about the crimes they witnessed and participated in. The soldiers said they carried out orders to shoot and kill every Rohingya Muslim they saw and admitted to being present as their fellow soldiers raped young girls and women and took part in burning down entire villages. Negotiators on both sides of the English Channel say this week is the moment of reckoning for a post-Brexit trade deal between the European Union and Britain. But after 6 months of toxic wrangling, both British and European officials concede the odds are mounting an agreement will not be struck. That result could poison relations between Britain and its near neighbors for years to come, with far-reaching consequences, not only economic, but impacted security and intelligence cooperation too, according to analysts. This is VOA News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow spoke with reporters this morning, predicting that the economy in the